You're about to hear the end of a conversation that Anthony and I have had. Are you ever curious about what we're talking about? Well, you can hear all of those conversations because those conversations in full are delivered to our patrons.
Yep. You head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. You get all that bonus audio. You can also get early episodes and hangouts and secret mail. patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out how. What did you do?
I just asked a question.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Canada.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Anthony, you are on the record as an animal lover.
Sure.
Lover of dogs in particular.
Let me check in with my counsel. Yes, I am on the record as that.
Is it weird that you always bring your counsel to every recording? I feel like maybe that some of the...
Wait, let me see. I have no comment.
Huh. Because, I mean, I never really brought him up before, but it's just weird that...
And you don't have to, you know, he's just here. He's just hanging out and there's no reason to bring it up. It's just like, we're still recording. It's a casual thing. Two buds like doing what they do. And wait, hold on. Yes, it is just a casual thing. It's just two buds doing
what they like
do.
A lot of episodes lately, you've asked me to redact a number of things you've said.
Sure.
And I don't know.
I think that's just, that's just a normal procedure. You know, sometimes we say things and we're like, I don't know. Say that. I'm sure I wanted to say it in a much more legally binding way.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, you do love the animals, but one of the topics re-animals that we've never really gotten into, and this is something I'm very curious about what you think, because you love dogs.
Love a dog.
You're not as big a fan of people.
No.
But you do love a dog.
Dogs are great.
What do you think about the people that bring the dogs everywhere?
Ooh. That I may actually have to check in with my counsel on that one based on the fact that my perfect prince fits exactly into one metric wife bag.
It does. He is wife bag adjacent.
Wife tends to take prince to a lot of places.
Okay.
So yesterday there is a new coffee shop here in the neighborhood because it's all we have is coffee shops here. Congratulations.
Oh, is it next to that other coffee shop?
Yeah, we reached 100% gentrification here in this neighborhood. Congratulations. Gold stars all around. We can now build the $10,000 Mario statue in the center of town.
When you describe the location of a coffee shop by referencing other coffee shops, you know you've reached peak coffee shop.
It's by the coffee shop. So the new coffee shop is a block down from the coffee shop that has the good snacks, but the mediocre coffee.
Right.
And it's across the street from the one that has really good coffee, but no snacks at all.
That's good coffee shop triangulation.
Yeah. And the great thing about this one is it sits in a perfect Venn diagram of having good coffee and good snacks.
Oh man, they really nailed it.
In another perfect Venn diagram for my beautiful wife, who I love very much, in that they allow her to bring the perfect prince inside.
Oh.
And she's one of those people who after coming back from that place yesterday was like, I don't understand what the big deal is, why like this place won't let the dog in and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, number one, health code.
Right.
It actually is a health code.
I mean, dog.
It's a dog. And then number two, even if we all don't believe that the health code is really needed for bringing dogs into a place, which number one, it is. Even if we don't believe in that, there is something to be said. And this is what I told her. I don't want to be in a place where everybody brings their dogs because not everybody has a well-behaved, quiet dog.
Right.
I just don't want fucking dogs everywhere when I'm in a place getting snacks and eating. That's all.
I agree with you. This is something that drives me a little batty is when I walk into the grocery store and the person's got the dog.
Get your fucking dog out of the grocery store.
Get your dog out of the grocery store. I go to the doctor's office. There's a dog in the waiting room with the lady or the guy.
If you bring your dog into a grocery store and you look at me weird because I'm not wearing a shirt or shoes in the grocery store.
Yeah, that's on you.
And I'm opening a beer in the freezer. Listen, which one of us is more disgusting?
Does your dog have a shirt and shoes?
I am a clean and showered human.
Your dog does not have shirt and shoes.
No.
Your dog wants that beer.
Your dog's shedding all over everything. Who knows what your dog's going to do?
Well, a lot of this comes down to this.
Which one of us peed in the frozen food aisle?
I mean, it was you, but.
Hard to say. No one saw it.
Based on the size and quantity of the pee, it's easy to say.
No,
but,
it could have been a very small dog. I have a bladder the size of a pea, guys.
That's useful.
I have to run to the bathroom every 3.5 minutes.
A lot of this comes down to this issue of, emotional support animals.
Yep.
And this is an article that was sent to us by, oh, how does a person pronounce it? Eric Thestrup? 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 Thanks, Eric.
I think he did it.
I think I nailed it. and this is an article about the idea of these emotional support animals. Now, I think we would probably agree you wouldn't want to begrudge anyone the idea of needing an emotional support dog, emotional support cat, a lot of elderly, a lot of people with, you know,
my perfect,
emotional needs.
My perfect prince is an emotional support animal for my wife. She actually has,
is that registered? And
she has, like, yeah, from her therapist and stuff. And so, like, if she needs to take the dog on a plane, we have, like, a letter from her therapist. It's like, because she actually has a lot of anxiety around flying.
Right.
It makes her very nervous. So I don't begrudge anybody emotional support animals.
Well, I'm interested to see if this article changes
in
your opinion
cases.
Because this is an article from the National Geographic,
mm-hmm.
and it's about a fella, I think it's a fella, who brought an emotional support animal to the airport.
Okay.
But in this case, the emotional support animal was a peacock. Emotional support peacock.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's outside the bounds.
Happened.
No. I mean, I know that it happened. I'm not saying no, it didn't happen. I'm saying that's outside the bounds.
Well, be that as it may, he tried to procure a airline ticket
and
for this.
Good on him, I say.
You think
if,
so?
If it's a registered emotional support animal, yeah, you go, you get your ticket. Here's something that I know, though. Emotional support animals are not actually guaranteed passage on planes. It's not a law. It's not a statute. They don't have to do it.
Well, there is something noted in this article called the Air Carrier Access Act and the Fair Housing Act. These acts protect the legal rights of emotional support animals.
And also allow you to declare that you live on a plane. It's only fair that if you fit into an overhead compartment, you live there now.
Yeah.
Like a Harry Potter of the sky.
Oh, I want to be the Harry Potter of the sky.
Yeah, and you sleep in the overhead compartment.
Do yeah.
The fair, and people, they nod, the flight attendants knock on it, and they're like, oh, yes.
Yes, sir, it's your morning breakfast.
Oh, is it time for peanuts?
It is. Here's your peanuts.
May I have two?
Well, we can have one peanut and one pretzel. That's all we allow.
It's tough but fair. Can I put up my Christmas tree today?
You know there's no room in the overhead for Christmas trees. Those go under the seat in front of you.
What if I got the tiniest tree? No one would know.
We'd know. Oh, little Harry. Well, when you make that face to me, I can't say no to you. You can put up a tree today, but make sure you put it wheels first and close the compartment completely.
I will. And could you please just fix the fucking Wi-Fi? I pay for Wi-Fi.
Here we go, Harry. Every time.
Fix the fucking Wi-Fi.
Snap.
Fair Housing Act.
So under
plant a flag in an overhead compartment, see what happens. They have to let you live there. It's squatter's rights.
Under the Air Carrier Access Act, airlines must allow passengers to carry emotional support animals on a plane with no extra fee.
Really?
To qualify, passengers must produce a letter from a licensed therapist or physician. But it's a rule that many are saying now is being abused by pet owners who
okay.
just want to avoid paying boarding costs. They're just like,
sure.
Yeah, it's an emotional support animal. I need it on here. And now this guy is saying, hey, there's no wording in the emotional support animal thing of what kind of animal it needs to be. And this National Geographic article actually says that when you get right down to it, there's nothing about a dog or cat that makes them more emotionally supportive than a peacock.
No, but for the emotional support animal thing to work, the animal has to fit like a carry-on bag would fit. Like you have
no,
to
you buy a seat for them,
like,
don't you?
I don't buy it.
This guy was buying a seat for his peacock.
Oh, dude, if you buy a seat for a peacock, then let the peacock ride.
You think there's a peacock seats?
Dude, there's a seat for anything that buys a seat gets a fucking seat. Here's the thing about the emotional support animal
anything?
Thing. The emotional support animal thing is like also a financial hardship thing. I thought you were saying this guy wanted his peacock to ride for free.
No, the peacock doesn't ride for free, but he doesn't want to pay extra for the peacock. He doesn't. He's bought a seat for the peacock, and he says it should come on the plane like people.
Yeah.
No.
Why
no,
not?
It doesn't come on plane
dude,
like people.
I would love to be on that flight. Do you know how
peacock flight?
Do you know how joyous it would make me if I was sitting on a plane and I looked and like right a couple rows up, somebody sat down and then right next to them sat down a peacock.
No,
that would be amazing.
What you would see actually is just, you would just see the back of people's heads. And then over one seat, you just see feathers unfurl in a fan.
It'd be so amazing.
It would be beautiful.
Now, the feathers unfurl, you can't put a peacock in a middle seat. That's the thing. The peacock
you think
needs
this guy
to either be window
this
or
peacock an aisle?
It needs to be either window or aisle, because if it tries to fan out, then it's using both armrests.
That's true. That is very
and
annoying.
And that's a completely different debate. Now, I believe the middle seat gets both armrests.
Do you really?
Yeah, because they're crunched in, so I think they get both armrests.
Well, then you shouldn't have a problem with the peacock.
The peacock also extends into other people's space. It's not just the armrest.
I don't think it should have an aisle either, because all those feathers are going to get in the way of
the
drink cart.
Peacock riding economy plus.
I think you go coach for peacock, right? You
well,
don't, you don't
that's
spring for peacock.
You need the extra width, my dude. For the peacock.
You're saying peacock gets business class?
I think
what peacock. Kind of peacock business is peacock business?
I don't want the peacock's business in my business, which is why they need the larger seat.
Good point.
No, I think this is fine. See, so here's what I'm getting at. Most emotional support animals is like, hey, I can't afford to fly this dog on every flight with me. It's very expensive. It's an emotional support animal. Will you please waive the fee and I'll keep it under my seat and it rides with us. That's kind of like the situation for a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
I thought dude was trying to get free rides for peacocks. No one gets a free ride. Not even the most beautiful bird on the planet.
Which the peacock objectively is.
It's the most beautiful bird on the planet.
And it knows it, which kind of makes it less beautiful for me.
It's literally where the phrase peacocking comes from.
So this article...
The problem is any peacock that sits down next to you is going to hit on you.
You think so?
Oh, for sure.
Do you think they do it overtly or that's like subtle? They just kind of like start peacocking.
Oh, they do it overtly.
Overtly?
That's
like,
where the phrase comes from,
hey.
Jeff. You got all these red pill MRA fucking...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like these pickup artists, puas. Peacocks are all puas.
Hey man, I'm just trying to enjoy my flight. Can you just I had the earphones on. Yeah, we could. I'd rather not. That's a little obscene. I had the earphones on and I was just trying to enjoy my... Are you gonna eat all those peanuts?
That's peacock for yes. This is snag. Once you get on a plane, it's like scavenger rules.
It's right. It's the Lord of the Flies on the plane.
Have you ever done someone next to you is asleep, doesn't wake up, and you're just like, I'll take their snack.
I have done that to my wife.
I'll take their snacks.
You've done it to a stranger?
And they want to.
I don't want to. They do.
They want to. Before I can hear them talking in their sleep. And what they said
they
was,
asked me.
Give me two. And if two trail mixes, not pretzel. They said they're allergic to pretzels.
I'm just trying to do them a solid.
Yeah.
I do that with my wife all the time. We have a standing rule is that you never turn down a thing. You just get the thing and I'll have yours.
Yeah. We do the same thing when it's me and my wife and our perfect prince. We also get his snacks.
He gets
snacks?
We're
just like, oh, he's going to need the whole meal box. And he's a vegetarian.
So this article talks about the distinction between emotional support animals and actual service animals.
Right.
And did you know, obviously, you knew that dogs are often service animals. And this is a Americans with Disabilities Act thing where, you know, seeing eye dogs, et cetera.
Yeah, a service animal is a completely different thing. It's a specifically trained and certified animal for a specific type of support for a specific type of need.
Did you know what the second most common support animal is behind a dog?
Wallaby.
Close. It's a pony.
An emotional support pony?
Emotional support ponies are very common. It's
like
not even
Shetland
emotional, but like full on service ponies.
Now, what does a service pony do for you?
I think it guides you around.
Guides you around where? The Old West?
I think when you're traveling to the Old West and you're seeing impaired.
It guides you around any obstacle course. It does like full dressage for you.
I think so.
Well, I mean, I understand that this is definitely a legitimate need, which is why they're number two. But I want to know what they do for you.
It says the ADA has separate rules that allow for miniature horses where reasonable.
It is Shetland ponies.
It's tiny ponies.
Now,
tiny support ponies.
Where is reasonable?
I mean, that's a That's a pretty vague stipulation, if you ask me.
This is how you wind up with a peacock on an airplane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Peacocks on airplanes. It's a slippery slope to peacocks on airplanes.
It's a slippery slope. At first, it's peacocks on airplanes. Then it's horses in movie theaters.
Yeah.
God, I would love to.
But this, you know, they interview Professor Emeritus at University of Colorado, Mark Beckoff, who says, I think any living creature could be an emotional support animal. Support is in the eyes of the holder.
That's true.
But
the issue,
dogs
now,
and cats living together, mass hysteria. That's anarchy at that point.
The issue becomes, when does the emotional support and the need of one person become enough of a burden on a group of people,
right,
to counteract that need?
Yeah. Your emotional support is my emotional distress.
Exactly. If I, like, look, you have an emotional support peacock, and then I'm seated next to you on the plane, and not only do I have a fear of flying, I have a fucking fear of birds.
Yeah, a fear of birds, and I didn't get either armrest.
Yeah. I have a fear of birds and only having one armrest.
I mean, come on.
I have a doctor's note that says I need for emotional support, and not just emotional support, but physical support. I need two armrests.
We should get those.
For my lower back.
We should mock some of those up.
Yeah, sorry. It's a note from my doctor that says I get all the armrests in this row.
Yeah.
I can't even touch that one, but don't put your arm on it. No, but that's the thing is, so a dog that goes in a bag and is quiet during a flight.
Yeah.
That's pretty okay. The one thing that you need to be worried about is somebody on the plane allergic to dogs? Can you be seated far enough away from them?
Right.
With a peacock, what are even the rules? Is a peacock loud? Does it get spooked on a plane?
You know, they jump.
They jump?
Have you ever, I once went.
You can't. I feel like it's going to freak out more people than it's going to help.
Right.
And that's what we need to be looking at. And that's why, like, maybe there does need to be a standardized, this is the kind of animal that's allowed in these specific spaces.
Yeah, this United Airlines
punched the peacock in the face.
They explicitly told the man
he cannot
bring.
The peacock in the face twice and told it to fuck off.
Yeah, they were like, that's how United Airlines rolls, peacock or human, they don't care.
Yeah.
It's just face punching.
Yeah, you get in, if you are anything under boarding group 2 on a United Airlines flight, you just get punched on the way in.
That's right.
That's why
their version of bye-bye.
You have to check in early.
That's right.
No, I think I understand, and I understand sort of what this person is trying to do, which is sort of like they are either making a statement about how the rules are being exploited, or they are trying to say that this rule is for everyone. And either way, I understand the point, but now is when we are looking into needs of the many versus needs of the few.
Yeah.
We have all paid to be on this airplane.
Can I say something though? I feel like emotionally speaking, if I look at a dog, it's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Look at a peacock.
It's fucking,
I mean, I'm inspired.
Yeah.
I've
maybe written 17 sonnets by the time we've landed.
Right. I'm brought into a place of calm and also just appreciation of the world and our place in it.
Yeah.
Just by looking at that beautiful plumage.
It's the plumage, really. It's that beautiful, beautiful plumage that makes a flight worthwhile. How do you all feel about this? Should peacocks be allowed on? Should any emotional support animal be allowed on any plane?
Where do we draw the line?
Can they be air marshals? Let us
that
know.
That was the twist at the end of
That's
the story.
The twist is the peacock was an air marshal.
He was there to just keep an eye on everybody.
Undercover
and also
peacock.
Feathers.
Nobody ever suspects the
That's
peacock.
That's right.
You can let us know how you feel about this on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
Why is that peacock looking at my luggage? Oh, it's all that weed that I have in there.
Yeah, they can smell it.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those.
Beautiful plumage.
Beautiful plumage. And hey, another great place to discuss your feelings about episodes with other concerned individuals is on our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. Every day when a new episode comes out, our producer Rob posts that new episode in the group and you can have a big old discussion about it.
It's kind of us peacocking every
time.
Or
if you
a new
don't
episode.
Know Rob's an admin, you can yell at him for posting something we've already covered on the show.
It happens.
Don't do that though. If you can do one, do the former where we discuss it. I think that's the one.
Okay.
All right.